You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Not a whole lot of Halloween songs, really. There's a few. Monster Mash, I don't ever want to hear that again. Then there's the Michael Jackson Thriller, which is
a little crispy.
A little overdone,
but
maybe.
But still fabulous.
Okay. Happy Halloween to everybody. Like we were saying a few minutes ago, it's going to be nice weather for Halloween. So if you're taking your kids out or if you're going to an adult party for Halloween, the good news is that costumes are not going to be buried under big, heavy coats because it's going to be nice weather. And we have our own star of a haunted house who works down the hall from us, and that is sweet Jennifer. You say you've worked for a haunted house for 9 years. I've got to know, what is your role within said haunted house?
Well, it's been a lot of different things over the years, but...
What are you this year?
I am a lot monster.
A what?
A lot monster.
What is a lot monster?
I entertain you before you go in the house and when you come out of the house.
Okay. So all the people who are waiting in these long lines to get in, you stroll up and down and you...
Kind of get them fired up. Are you some sort of character or monster? Or
I am.
Lot monster. What are you?
I am. I'm a clown, and it was a created duo clown, but I've broken off and become a single clown.
Oh, so you're single. Like a Beatle. You've broken up and then you went on your solo career.
Yeah, exactly.
So what kind of clown are you, like red and white stripes, or are you one of those kind of freaky, like
a hatchet,
Joker clowns?
Hatchet sticking out of your head clown, that kind of thing?
No, not those kinds of clowns. It's kind of changed over the years, but this year we kind of went more for a Purge feel. We don't copy any kind of movies, but that was the feel we went for. So I have a plastic mask, but I still get my makeup done. Oh. I have a more kind of normal costume, but it still stands out as being a costume.
So clowns are scary to begin with. That's why it's perfect for a haunted house. How long does it take you to get your makeup and how long does it take you to get into character to do this?
Usually it's about 45 minutes to an hour.
Okay.
And sometimes it can be less than that, and sometimes it can be more. It really just depends on how extravagant my makeup is and what else is going on.
So getting into character, because you do consider yourself an actor, right?
Yeah.
Like, what is the character? What is the backstory of this freak? What is your voice? Do the voice. Do the scary voice.
All right. I guess if you're making me.
Uh-huh.
If I have to.
Aw, what's wrong?
So you're like creepy baby kind of,
yeesh.
Yeah, I'm kind of like a young hearted clown. Like I'm still kind of stuck in that kid kind of mind. So when
you're
I talk to people.
You're a prepubescent clown is what you are.
Kind of.
Okay.
Yeah, well a lot of people, they see me and they're like, you're so tiny, you're not older than like 18.
What reaction do you get? Have you ever had anybody completely freak out on you?
Yes.
What happened?
Over the past week, basically, I just walked up to somebody and said hi to them. And she didn't notice me at first. And when she recognized me, she...
Don't say what she said, unless it's cleaned up or whatever.
Oh, she didn't say anything.
Oh, what'd she do?
She freaked out and fell to the ground. She dropped her phone. Her friend caught her.
What?
Yeah. It was...
I have to imagine, going to a haunted house, you probably get a lot of intoxicated people going to this, right?
Yes.
A lot.
Was
a
she
lot.
Intoxicated? You mean, so
I
she
think
even
she
went,
was.
Before she even walked into the haunted house, she was falling over in fright just because you walked up to her?
Honestly, that one, I don't think she was.
I could get that, though. Like, the anticipation, and you've been, you know, psyching yourself out all day. You work at one of the scariest haunted houses in the country.
Correct.
So, yeah, when
so
you're...
So, you know, Emily, you're right. There are people who are there in line who don't want to be there.
Right.
Because their friends have made them go.
Sure. They're trying to impress their new boyfriend. Yeah.
Right.
They just fall over.
So I call them out on that. I tell them they have a choice. If they didn't want to be here, they had a choice.
That's
but now,
true.
But now that they're there, they're in our world.
So what kind
so
of things happen like inside the haunted house? I mean, I would imagine people pass out and collapse inside.
Yeah,
or...
is there like a safe word? Like me, if I were to go,
yeah.
Like, can I say like crocodile and you get me the heck out of there?
Something's going down or...
Right.
Basically what's going to happen is you're going to go in. If you're too scared to continue through the house, you're going to walk up to one of our actors and tell them, I don't want to continue. Get me out.
And then they point and laugh and get them
no,
out.
They'll usually break character. Some of them won't break character, but they'll show you to an exit and then you can get out from
have people
there.
Passed out in there though? Like inside?
There have been people like customers, but also actors. who just, they don't take care of themselves. Like, what it is they decide they don't want to take a break.
Got to stay hydrated.
Exactly. That's just it. They don't want to take a break.
That would be very realistic if the monster that's inside that's about to attack you just collapses.
Right. Just lays on you.
You would say, okay, now what happens next?
Hello?
I'm just so thirsty.
Okay, so what are the other actors, like, what are some of the other characters in the house, and what are they like off the clock? Are they kind of weirdos?
Well, you're all kind of weirdos, right?
Yeah, probably. We're probably go towards the darker side, but in reality, there's also people who come that are very
accountants and
normal
bankers and
they look like you guys. Honestly, it's
you don't
true.
Know me.
Well, they walk in and they're just like, "Oh, hey, I want to scare people."
How long does it take to go through your haunted house? Roughly.
Roughly, it's probably going to take you about 25 minutes.
Wow.
That's a dang good haunted
house.
That's
a long... Because you think about going to rides at Disneyland or something.
Sure.
Your ride's going to last you 60 seconds. This thing lasts you almost half an hour?
Yeah.
Tell them about the blackout special that you guys are doing.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. On November 13th and 14th, we have a special event called Blackout. So you get to come, you and your group of friends. You will have to sign a waiver because we are allowed to touch you.
I'm in.
But you and your group of friends, you get one glow stick. You go into our haunted house. It's completely dark. And then you can get stuck in there for up to an hour or more.
Ugh. Yeah, they reroute you.
Like
and
that.
They'll keep you in a dark room.
It's like a maze, only
it
pitch
is.
Dark.
Yeah.
And okay.
Do you guys have to wear night vision in there or something to see people? Or
no.
How do the actors get around?
Our eyes adjust to it. Yours
really?
Don't, because we're in there in the dark and we don't have a constant source of light. We see you coming with your glow stick.
Sure.
Listen, I'm going to be the one to ask you. This seems like a ripe location to maybe get us some sweet, sweet love
make
in there.
Out.
Make out a little
Is
bit.
That making
Has anybody ever been caught getting freaky deaky?
Are the monsters in there actually getting
Listen,
freaky?
Listen, it's like doing the caves at Casa Bonita or the Mile High Club.
Jeremy, it's a fair question.
I think so.
It is a fair question. And yes, I have heard it happening.
Uh-huh.
I have experienced
part
people
of the
making out.
It's part of the moans that you hear.
Man, I don't want to go there, but... Yeah, let's say that other people have, and it usually we have to take it to, you know, a halt.
Right, and then one of those
lights come
one
on.
Of those two people says, "Excuse me, I need to be let out."
Yeah, I need out.
I need to be let
out. Crocodile.
Last thing before we move on, and we let you go. Thank you, by the way, for coming in and talking about this.
Yeah,
you
well,
were
thank
telling
you.
Emily off the air that some of the employees of this haunted house work on the haunted house year round. So they're year-round employees. So throughout the year, people are there building a haunted house. Is that right?
This is correct.
Oh, my God.
That is
I had no
dedication
idea.
To
Who
creepiness.
Knew this?
Yeah.
I thought they started in, like, September to gear up,
sure.
you know? And
it's like a seasonal job. No.
Year-round.
Nope,
and you said,
round.
Like, at Christmas, you'll do, like, a scary Christmas and a scary Valentine's Day. Really?
Yeah, exactly.
How did I not know this? Well,
there's a whole
you need
big
a flyer.
World out
you need
there,
to get some flyers out
get
about
some flyers,
this.
Get some flyers, social media.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a gig. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to turn around and give you a free plug for us. So what's the name of your haunted house?
It's 13th Floor Haunted House.
13th Floor Haunted House. And where is that?
It is off Brighton Boulevard in I-70.
Which is a scary area anyway.
Yeah. Right? It really was voted one of the scariest in the country. So check it out and don't yell crocodile, you sissies.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.